Right now, let's bring in the guy that let me in with one more game this past weekend. Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Well, we had a ton of games to pick. I went 6-1, and you went 5-2.
Yeah, the two games I tried to be smart on, I lost.
Yeah. It's the NFL. That's, and I thought I went totally safe, and I still went 6-1. So.
Well, they ran pretty close to schedule this weekend, except for the one game you lost, which was a shocker. But the quarterback the 49ers traded for, he's playing good football for him. He's the real deal. He looks like Tom Brady.
He's the real deal, and when you've seen the fact that they can score points and their defense has come around this year, they've won 5 games in a row now?
Yeah.
They might be the real deal next year.
Amazing stuff.
Yep. So congratulations to him. All right. So now in the year, you're 60. We've both had really good years this year. You're 63-24, and I'm 55-32 with 1 week to go, and then the Super Bowl and stuff like that.
So, yep.
Not too bad, especially seeing as I started off so lousy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was, 1-8 or 1-7 or something like that. It was terrible.
Oh, I got it somewhere.
I was terrible at the beginning of the season. Well, let's go over and take a look at some other sports. Knicks lost to Philadelphia, but overall,
you didn't start off that bad. You were 9-2. We were both 9-2.
I went into a bad streak there at one location.
Mm-hmm.
I went into a really bad streak, but
I'll look at it later. I'll find it.
The Knicks lost to Philadelphia, but still.
I watched basketball yesterday. I was at my friend's house, and he had it on, and I actually watched it. The Knicks played good. They should have won. They made a couple of mistakes late and cost them the game, but they played really good. They were real competitive, much, much better than they've been in the past. It was actually a game you could watch.
So that's it's funny. I was reading a couple of newspaper accounts of it. They both said the same thing. The Knicks are getting much better. They do have some pitfalls that they have to avoid and get better on, but they actually are playing basketball that you can watch. That was the basic fun basketball to watch. That was which has been missing at the Garden.
And I watched some of the other game, the Golden State Cleveland game.
Yeah,
these guys walk every time they touch the ball.
it's allowed now. Yeah, it's allowed.
Every time they touch the ball, they walk. They just get away with whatever. It's not basketball. They do whatever they want in it. It's a joke.
Now, there's one good story that I want to pass along to you that is, I think, is a cool story. I don't know if you heard about it in baseball. The top draft pick for the Arizona Diamondbacks, what did he do with his signing bonus? He paid off his family's mortgage. Because?
Even better than that.
What?
What's his name? The guy that played for Villanova, he's a broadcaster now. Howie Long,
yeah,
his son that plays for the Eagles, he donated his entire season check to different charities. His entire season, he's not taking one penny in pay this year for playing for the Eagles. He's donated his entire check to charities.
That's
show
great.
Me another guy in the NFL that does that.
Not many.
Not many. No. How about none?
Yeah.
His entire season's pay, he's donated to charities. That's amazing. And the other one, J.J. Watt,
yep.
GoFundMe, he picked up $30 million that the people of Houston have gotten to get themselves on their feet after the hurricane. He gave more money to the people of Houston than the Clinton Foundation gave to Haiti.
Yeah, $31 million. He started off wanting to raise $200,000.
Those are two guys plus the person you said are just doing tremendous stuff, and there's not a hell of a lot of more people like that that are doing it, but these guys are doing it, and these are people that are making a difference in places, that are trying to make things better in different areas. Not like a lot of those other phonies taking a knee.
All right. Now, what happened in hockey over the weekend? Anything?
Yeah, they spent time with their families.
Okay.
They're not heathens like the basketball players. They're off, and they're still off today. There's no hockey till tomorrow.
Now, when is the All-Star game? In about a month?
Probably at the end of January. It's in Tampa again. Last time I was in Tampa, I was there. I was at that game. But it's at the end of the month in Tampa again.
All right. Now,
we got a lot more hockey before that, and like I said last week, if the Devils beat the Rangers and they beat Chicago. They're for real. They're for real.
They
beat
real.
The Rangers in overtime, and they spanked the Blackhawks Saturday night. So the Devils are for real.
The Devils without Lou Lamoriello are for real. That's amazing.
They got two teams. They come back this week on Wednesday and Friday to play against, both at home against the Red Wings and Buffalo. These are two games they have to win now. They're expected to win because if they don't, then the two big wins last week just go to pot. But if they follow suit and play the way they've been playing and they beat Detroit and Buffalo at home, this team is in pretty damn good shape right now going into the new year. They're playing good hockey. They're at the top of the standings in their division. They're beating big teams. They're never out of games. Really shocked me this year.
All right. And how'd your racing do this weekend?
I don't remember. It was so long ago. But I know I went to the track Saturday. And I left with more money than I went with, so I must have won something.
That's good. It is one of those weekends where you kind of get lost because it's Tuesday already.
It's Tuesday already. It's like, oh, great, I'm off from school. I wake up this morning, I'm like, it's Tuesday already. It's half over.
I know. Amazing.
Stinks. Christmas on a Monday stinks.
I know. It really does. It really, really, really does. It just throws the whole thing out of whack.
And hey, the Giants laid a golden egg this weekend, huh?
No, you know what? They've just
it's pretty tough getting shut out in the NFL.
They've got no running. They've got no receivers. They've got no offensive line. And
they've got no guts.
They got a defense that's always out on the field, and they got a couple of players that are prima donnas. And you know what? What did I say after they won their second game, Mike? Didn't I tell you that was going to be the last win of the year?
Yeah, but they're still screwed. They don't even get the top draft pick.
I know, because Cleveland.
Hey, let me tell you something else. I watched the Eagle game last night when I got home from where I was.
Yeah.
The Eagles stink.
They're not going anywhere. They're not going. Any team that allows the Giants 400-plus yards and almost loses to the Giants twice and then pulls the egg that they pulled
they
last night.
They should have lost last night. I mean,
absolutely.
The 19-0 score is not indicative of the game. Yeah. It was a 10-10 game, and they kicked a field goal with like 30 seconds left to make it 13-10, and they got a fake touchdown at the end when Oakland did some stupid kind of play to try to score a touchdown from where they were.
Yeah.
But Oakland had many times to score points last night and turn the ball over. They weren't takeaways by the Eagles. They were giveaways by Oakland. And the Raiders should have won this game last night easy, but they just didn't do it. The Eagles are going no place.
Yeah.
They are going absolutely no place when the postseason starts. And you could put that down in cement. They stink. They got nothing going on. They lost their quarterback. They have nothing.